Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey ladies, you can have a guilt-free summer even if you love wine. I hear you. You want to stick with your diet this summer, but 2020 sucked out loud and you want to do all of the things. You've given yourself the same mental pep talk year after year, and you tell yourself, this is the year I'm going to stick to my diet no matter how good the brownies look. You're not going to fall victim to peer pressure. Seriously, you're a grown-ass woman. You've got two superpowers, willpower and discipline, and they've never let you down before. All right, seriously, we've all done that pep talk, right? Guess what? This is the year that you are going to give up the Spanx and not let that plate of brownies bring you to your knees. I have created a guilt-free summer guide where I break down how that you can enjoy your summer with any of the guilt or shame about what you're eating or drinking and still enjoy your summer. So ladies, I'm laying it out there for you. You got a few choices. You can continue to do keto. You can chase your tail trying to string 75 good days together for the 75 hard, or be miserable eating 1,200 calories, or you can grab the guilt-free summer guide so that you are not avoiding all of the things that you want to do this summer, and you finally are giving yourself peace of mind for not stressing out over, am I doing enough? So grab the guilt-free summer guide right now. Hey, Magic Makers, it's Kim, and I have a great episode for you this week. And so today I wanted to talk about what I call my fitness personas. And while we are all unique snowflakes, yes, we are all absolutely unique snowflakes, what I have found in my 18 years of doing this is that women fall into five categories, right? And so neither category is right or wrong. It's that we all fall into this, like we start as like these desperate dieters, right? We are willing to do anything it takes to get this weight off of us, right? And then we finally want to get to that place where like it is, we just feel fit, free, comfortable, and confident in our body. And for many of us, it's a journey. And so it's just a matter of where we start on this journey. You know, if I think about, you know, weight loss as a game, you know, there's different levels of personas that we need to go through in order to feel that fit, comfortable, and confident in our bodies. And, you know, what makes me, you know, keep doing this work is that whenever I see a woman struggling to lose weight and feel that it has to be hard, that you have to crawl through glass in order to make that happen, I just get so absolutely positively frustrated. And so here's where I say, you know what, if I can help you identify where you need to start and how I can take the burden off of you to make the climb a little easier, that's what I'm here to do. That is like my mission in life, is that I want you to just feel like, you know, I like to call it like every day is a beach day. You know, a few years ago, I went to Hawaii, and every single day, people there, they go to the beach. And no one thinks, oh, I got to lose 5 pounds. Oh, the cottage cheese on my thighs. Oh, this, oh, that. They don't think anything like that. They're like, hey, it's a good day. Let's bring it to the beach. So that's where I want us all to get, right? To get to that place where just everything just feels easy, good, and effortless in our bodies. And to get there, you know, we have to go through these different fitness personas. So as I, you know, describe them, I would love for you to think to yourself, like, who am I? Maybe you have multiple personalities. That's okay. I have multiple personalities. No judgments whatsoever if that is you. But to really identify where you should start and like what is your most predominant. That is the word I'm looking for. Your most predominant fitness personality. I have come up with a quiz. And of course, it's in the show notes. So you can grab it whenever you want to take this quiz. All right. So I think most people, we start out as suffering Sallys, right? You've lost count of how many diets you've tried and failed at. You can't seem to get out of your own way, right? You know, you can't find your butt with both hands. And you are just like desperate. Like, how do I break free of this? Like, I just feel like I am always failing. And that feeling absolutely sucks out loud. And so here's where I offer, you know, here are my three tips. Every persona that I'm going to offer, I'm going to offer you three tips, ways I can help you get out of your own way. So the first thing is to create 1 to 3 non-negotiables. And what are non-negotiables? They are they're 1 to 3 things that you know that you can do day in and day out. And when you do them, you feel like you're honoring yourself, you're honoring your health, right? And I've shared with you my 3 non-negotiables. And actually, I've upped my game, right? My 3 non-negotiables have just become what I do now. So I don't need to really focus on them. So I've created 3 new ones. So my first one is, my first new one that I've created January 2021, 4 cups of vegetables. Every day, eat 4 cups of vegetables. My second one is breath work. So before I go to bed, do at least 5 minutes of breath work. And I have an upcoming episode on that. So stay tuned. It's going to be phenomenal. Breath work. And the third thing is my water, 100 ounces of water every single day. So those are the 3 things that I'm going to focus on day in and day out over and over again, right? So that I no longer feel like I'm a failure. If I know if I do these 1 to 3 things every single day, that makes me be like, you know what? I at least did 1 thing today that honored my health. And I know many people think like it has to be this long list of things. If I don't do these 20 things, I suck, right? It has to be all the things or nothing counts. Stop it. Pick 1 to 3 things that will help you feel successful, right? Because we want to shift what's possible for you so that you create a winning streak. The more winning streaks I have underneath my belt, that makes me feel fabulous, right? Right now, there's a program out there called the Hard 75. And I think it's like 5 or 6 different things that you have to do over and over and over again. And if you miss 1 of the 10 things, you have to start all over again at day 1. How motivating is that? That is, I got to keep this a family show right now, but that is not very bleeping motivating, right? So I want you to say, what can I do to make me feel amazing? Because the more amazing you feel in your body, the more you want to do. And I know some of you are like, oh, I have to make it hard. I have to restrict. I have to suffer. No, you choose to suffer. So you can choose again. That is my very favorite expression. Choose again. Choose for it to be easy. Choose for it to be effortless. Choose for it not to suck. Because of all the people who have told you it has to be hard, what happens to you? You do it for a while and then you fall off the wagon and then you beat yourself up again until you find another wagon to get on. Let's find 1 bleeping wagon and stay on it. And this 1 bleeping wagon is finding 1 to 3 things that feel easy for you. So you get yourself out of your suffering, right? And use exercise as a gateway. You know, many people, if I ask you, what's the easiest thing for you to start? Exercise or your nutrition? Some people are like, exercise. I can exercise all day long. Exercise is my favorite thing. Great. Start with the exercise and stay with it. Make it simple. Can it be daily walks? Could it be doing 5 push-ups every time a commercial comes on? Whatever is going to feel easy. I have a girl in my Fit Girl Magic Society. She likes to dance. So she dances. Awesome, right? What is going to feel easy so that you feel great and you start to see success. Because let me tell you, when you start to feel great and you start to see success, you're going to want to keep going. And when you see how easy it can be, you're just like, damn, how come I waited this long to find this stuff out? Okay. So if you are a suffering Sally, this is what, right? I help you figure out what's your one thing. So you stop trying to find a way to fix your damn self. You're not broken, right? You've just chosen broken methods to feed into that mindset. Okay. So if that sounds like you, I've given you those things. Do me a favor, hit me up, holla at your girl. I want to hear how are you going to fit? What is your 1 to 3 non-negotiable? So you can break out of this vicious cycle that you've been stuck in for God knows how long. All right. So the next person up is Mojo Mama. before kids, you were superhuman. You could do all the things. Once you had kids, you're like, ha, I could barely get out of the house at a train wreck. You know, you look down at your shirt and you're like, there's puke. There's a Lego in your hair. You're just like, where's my cold? You know, if you've learned to drink cold coffee, I get it, right? You know, I have plenty of clients who have experienced this. Hell, my best friend has 5 kids, right? And people are like, Kim, why don't you have kids? I'm like, my best friend has 5 kids. If I ever wanted a kid, I'll just steal one of hers. So, and Kara, don't take that literally. You can't ring up my doorbell and drop one of your kids off. So, right? So as a mojo mom, it's really easy for us to say, when my kids get older, when the kids get out of school, when, and use our kids as an excuse to keep us from getting fit, right? Here's where I challenge my clients. We have 6 big rocks. And I'm going to do I've done a whole podcast on the big rocks, but I'm going to also do another one on the big rocks. Actually, it's going to be my consistency challenge for this summer. So if that sounds of interest to you, do me a favor. In the show notes, I have put a link for you to get on the wait list for that summer challenge. But for the big rocks, right? Here's where I call my big rocks. So sleep, stress management, mindset, exercise, nutrition. And that is where we're going to focus, right? Those are what are we going to do? How are we going to, you know, get out of our own way, if you will, you know? I dropped off self-care. That's that's the last big rock, right? So I'm not going to go into greater detail. You want to do a deeper dive into that. Again, I've done a whole podcast on that and I will link that up in the show notes. But out of those 6 things, you know, back to what I talked about with suffering salary, you know, how can we focus on the big rocks? How can we keep the main thing, right? So if I want to get healthy and fit, but I'm not sleeping, it doesn't matter if I am hitting my macros, if I'm not sleeping, if I'm not managing my stress, it doesn't matter how many damn grams of carbs I have, right? So I want you to think about if as a parent, right, especially when you have young kids, what can you focus on? And I know for some of you, somebody might roll their eyes at me about the self-care. Self-care is not about, you know, manicures and massages, right? Because I know you're like, I got kids, I can't afford that. It could totally just be sitting and coloring with your kids, you know? It could be watching 5 minutes of, like, you know, YouTube cat videos, whatever's just going to make you feel good. That's self-care. You know, it's not, you know, yeah, sure, manicures, pedicures make me feel good too. But sometimes we just don't have time for that. So I want you to focus on what are the big rocks you can deal with, but also get your family involved. So many people think that it's, you know, my family's over here and my health and fitness is over here. There's a way to blend them together so that as a mama, you're in teaching your kids like what it's like to feel good in their body, how it feels good to just move so that they keep moving, you know, as a kid, you know, especially if you're a woman over 40, you went out and played. And your mom didn't worry about like where you went. There were no play dates. You just like be home by dark. That's the only instructions you got. So now, you know, our movement is more structured. It's more, it's not as free. So here's where I challenge you to, you know, bring the kids along. If the kids are playing at the park, you know, you get in your little bit of a workout as well. It doesn't have to be this like 2-hour extravaganza. You know, it could just be you doing some squats and some push-ups and hell, playing with your kids that get you moving and growing, because the more the family's involved and they realize the importance of good health, it's something that's going to carry forward with them for the rest of their lives, right? You know, and if you think about it, it wasn't until like the 80s when outside of gym, we were told to move, right? So then became aerobics and running. And now everyone realizes the importance of health. And we don't have to make it hard and complicated. You know, let's go back to just playing, right? Acts of daily living and making it that way. All right. So here's this part. Here's the next personality. I call her Comfort Connie, right? Food is her spirit animal. She eats when she's stressed. She eats when she's happy. She eats when she's anxious, right? You know, it's the emotional eater. You know, at least in America, we've been socialized. That's the word. We've been socialized that food is for pretty much everything. Food makes us, helps us to stuff down those feelings we don't want to feel. You know, someone breaks up with us, let's go out for drinks and nachos. We just got a big promotion, let's go out for drinks and tacos, right? There's always a feeling and a food associated with it, right? So I get it. That's just how we've been socialized. And so here's where, and when we come to the emotions, how do we just like feel through it, right? How do we just process how we're feeling, process the emotions so that whenever we are angry, lonely, blah, blah, blah. Let me repeat that. Whenever we are angry, lonely, bored, food isn't the first thought, right? We start to think, you know, in Overeaters Anonymous, there is an acronym called HALT, right? And so like whenever you just like, are about to eat, you halt and you ask yourself these three questions. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? So that it, you take yourself out of that mindless autopilot mode and you pick up, you know, you kind of like unplug from the matrix, if you will. And you're like, how am I feeling? You do like, you know, about a body scan. And so that we find other ways to distract yourself from your, from feeling your feelings that isn't food. Maybe if you are angry, you admit that you're angry, right? You know, as a woman, we're not allowed to be mad. Well, I get mad a lot. I get mad a lot. I yell, I process my feelings. And, you know, it's just how I was raised. Like we just like, if you were mad, you said you were mad. You didn't like be like, you aren't this like, you know, passive aggressive personality, which I really don't understand passive aggressive. Like if you're mad, just say you're mad. And then let's just get through it. Have that like awkward conversation. It sucks, but it certainly beats putting on the pounds because you're like mainlining chunky monkey. So, or if I'm bored, right? What, you know, before you get bored, I always challenge my clients to come up with a list of things you can do when you are bored so that it doesn't require you taking mindless trips to the refrigerator. Like I'm bored, I'll bake a cake. I'm bored, I'll make some nachos, right? Like what if it's like, I'm bored and I'll clean out a closet. I'm bored and I will sit and watch a YouTube video. I'm bored and I will go for a walk, right? Where are some of the things that we can do outside of eating whenever we are bored? And it's, you know, it's really for us all to kind of learn how to ride the wave of feelings and process them without food. Now, I am not, nor do I play one on TV, a psychologist, psychiatrist, emotional eating expert. And so if you find yourself that this is just like something that you've been struggling with for a really long time, maybe it's time to ask someone who is of that expert advice, right? Because I don't want you to like slough it off. You know, for some people, this is a very serious thing. And I am not trying to downplay that. So if you're someone who's a comfort Connie and, you know that there's more things that are deep beneath the surface, here's why I encourage you to find someone who can really help you with this, right? So that food no longer is your spirit animal and you find other things to be your spirit animal. Now, this next personality, I would say I am a recovering perfect Pam. I was a perfectionist. I'm a perfectionist in my life. And then when I started to compete, this like fed into my like control freak perfectionism, like programming. It was like, girlfriend, you found your people. You found your tribe. And I had, everything had to be perfect. There had to be a plan for the plan. You know, every week I sat down like it was my freaking job and created my menus. I created my workout plan and I followed that to a T. And if I missed one thing on that plan, why do it? I wasn't perfect. I sucked, right? So, you know, earlier I mentioned that program Hard 75. The perfect people, that feeds right into their ego. You know, I have a lot of, you know, I work with a lot of girls who are competitors. And I think what attracts a lot of people to the competitor lifestyle is one, you know, the physique, right? I want to look hot, right? Who doesn't want to look hot? But then also it's like the perfection, right? You know, a lot of people, I know for me, at the time when I was this perfect PM, I had a really stressful job, very stressful job. And this was one of the few things I could control, right? When you're at a very stressful job, I worked at a startup. It was very fast paced, very, you know, unpredictable. You know, 1 minute we were going right, then we were going left, and then, you know, we were going back to right. So it was my way of control. And so for a lot of people, perfectionism is their way of control because something is going on in their life that they have no control over, but they have control over the food. They have control over the workout. And this is what makes them feel like they are, you know, slowing down the moving train of life. Now, just like with Perfect Pam, if you know that there are like what the big things are going on around you that are causing you to have this perfectionist mindset and you need deeper help, please raise your hand, ask for help, because it's just a downward spiral from here, right? Because, you know, I find that, you know, people start to nitpick at their body because something's going on with work, right? I was a workaholic and I translated this to my body. You know, people have trouble with their kids or spouse or whatever problems that might be going on in your life. And they translate it into becoming this perfect, perfect person, perfect physique, perfect food, perfect, perfect, perfect. And if that is going on, please raise your hand and just get some support, right? Ask for help. If you don't know where to go to, do me a favor, reach out to me, because trust me, I have plenty of therapists in my network that I can hook you up with. All right. So what I wanted to say is that, you know, not everyone has a problem, right? It's just you, right? You're the problem. So here's where I challenge my clients to say, you know what? Stop spending your days beating up yourself about why you can't be perfect or why you don't have motivation or why you don't have willpower. Let me just tell you about willpower. Willpower will leave you on the side of the road all day, every day. It is a battery. It is like your cell phone, right? If I don't charge this thing every night, I don't even know, by like 9 a.m., 10 a.m., boop, I'm done, right? Your all or nothing mindset, it has these highs and lows, and that's what's going to keep you stuck in that vicious cycle. Because when you are flying and everything is perfect, you are like, Titanic, right? You're Kate Winslet in the front of Titanic, like, I am the queen of the world. Then all of a sudden, you know, all it takes is like that 2 hour workout. Instead of it being 2 hours, it's only 90 minutes. And you're like, that's crap. This workout sucks. And you're like, I suck. And then you just like, screw it. I should just have some Ben and Jerry's, right? And so it just like, you know, falls down into that cycle, you know, and I get it, right? And it makes me crazy when I see people like, my workouts need to be on point. Well, first of all, let's clarify what the hell does on point mean. But why does it have to be 100%? And one of the biggest things that I subscribe to is going for the B+. If you are a perfect Pam, go for the B+, because going for the A++ and still asking for extra credit is only going to make you batshit. All right. So you want the B+. 80% is still better than most people. Most people who, you know, you've seen the meme, right? If you are working out, you're doing better than most people who are sitting on their couch, wishing they were working out, right? You know, the person who's sitting on their couch watching the exercise infomercials, right? I watch the exercise infomercials. Actually, I watch a lot of infomercials. I don't know. That's one of my like guilty pleasures. I could sit and watch like an afternoon of infomercials. I don't know if it's like the marketing mind of me, but I just absolutely love watching infomercials. If you like watching infomercials, tell me what are some of your favorite infomercials to watch. Although I've never got sucked in and bought anything. I just like watching them. Anywho, back to you, right? Here's where I always say to people, like, create the small non-negotiables so you feel like a winner. So it always comes back to, what are the few things that you can do day in and day out that make you feel like a winner versus the 20, right? Because some days I can do 20 things and then other days, boom, right? You know, life, like it, or, you know, the boss dumps some work on your desk and you're, you know, what was like going to be a slow, easy day? You're like, oh, crap, you know, I'm going to be here all night. Or, you know, I know when I was a meeting planner back in the day, and sometimes I was like, oh, I'm here for the whole month of April. This is what I'm going to be doing. It's going to be awesome. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get this like last minute request and you're like, crap, I'm going to be on the road for the next 4 days. So I want you to really think about, right, what is my B plus? You know, how do I start to back around, back down and experiment so that I don't always feel like I need to be doing all the things? And if this sounds like you and you're like, Kim, I really don't know where to start. I want to get off this damn roller coaster, but I don't know where to start. Do me a favor, shoot me a DM. Let's talk, because I totally know that feeling. And I don't want to see you crying on the Stairmaster like I did, right? Crying on the Stairmaster doesn't make for a good look. And so my last personality here is what I call my Freedom Frankie, right? This is where, you know, my big overall dream, my big overall like fantasy for me and for you is to live what I call the flip-flop life, right? It's just a place where you just like life feels effortless. Like you feel like amazing. You are like happy. You're on tune and you got your flip-flops in your hand and there you just, you're not feeling guilty that you're not working out. You're like, you know what? I'm just sitting around and I'm just soaking in the fun. And that's what I call Freedom Frankie, right? You finally get to this place where you just feel fit, free, comfortable, and confident in your life. And so you're comfortable and confident in any situation. You're not looking for the good food, bad food list. You've mastered setting process goals versus outcome goals. You just know how to take a step back and assess where you are, where you're at any time. You're not looking for permission, right? You know how to stay on track during stressful times. This is, right, what we're all striving for, and it takes us time to get here. Now, if you are not here, that's okay, right? I've given you tips and tricks and hacks to get yourself there along the route. But if that's where you want to be, that's where you're like, oh yeah, girlfriend, that sounds so good. That's me, right? That's where you hire a coach. A coach is that person who helps you to really get excited about, right, where you need to go. What are the choices that need to be made? How do you connect it to your life so it doesn't feel like this, like, you know, outside, like, outer body experience that you can never attain? What are some of the ways that we have to like break free of our like daily, like, you know, crap we do over and over again? How do we break free of some of that BS so that we have the courage to just go for it, right? The courage, like I said, to find both hands, find our butts with both hands so that we finally achieve ultimately the consistency, right? It is not the constantly, it is the consistency that is going to give us the success, going to give us the results, all right? So here's where I challenge you to look at that. What does that look like for you? And out of these personalities, which one resonates the most with you? And if you're like, oh girl, a lot of them, take the quiz. And that way you can say where we need to start, because we all have a starting point and we all are evolving creatures, right? Evolution is how we got here. We were living in caves thousands of years ago. Now we've, you know, then someone figured out, hey, how, you know, let's take some wood and make a house. Oh, let's take some wood and like do something better with it. Let's take some cement and make a foundation, right? So we've just like evolved. And so the same thing can happen for you. You know, whether you are a suffering Sally, a comfort Connie, a mojo mama, or perfect Pam, we all can evolve from that desperate dieter into the person who feels fit, free, comfortable, and confident in their bodies. All right. So I wanted you to just take a listen and be like, okay, where am I? Because this is where we start the climb, right? This is where we say to ourselves, okay, all right, I know where I am. Now I can start to pick the door that I need to go through. And when I go through that door, I know that I have steps, because Kim has given them to me, that I can start to take, right? Because everyone wants to be handed a plan. This is what you do, right? I'm handing you the plan. I'm handing you a blueprint. You just have to grab it, One, two, you have to do it, right? Just by downloading the plan isn't enough. We need to take action. And that's where many of us fall apart. That's what a coach comes in. A coach is like, okay, here's the plan. How are we going to make this plan work for you? How are we going to make this plan work for you and your life? And maybe it's a busy season. Maybe it's not a busy season. Maybe it's summer and you're like, ah, crap, the kids are out of school. What do I do? Right? Whatever it is, that's what a coach does. We help to guide you so that you can make it across the finish line. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it has been fabulous with you. So one, here are your action items for today. One, grab the quiz, link in the show notes. Two, decide, what does your summer look like? Are you going to hang it on the shelf and say, see you after Labor Day? Or you're like, you know what? I want to challenge myself. Can I get through a summer crushing it and not feeling like it has to be all or nothing? Can I find that balance and semblance? And if you want to find that balance and semblance of like not being like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, link in the show notes so that we can talk through how do we have a stress-free summer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, do me a favor, hit me up in the DMs. You can find me on Facebook, Kim Jefferson Coach, or you can find me on Instagram, Kim Jefferson Coach as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are done. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.